This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture and doing so today with Justin Morgan from Morgan Composting. You've all heard the commercials. You know, healthy soils come from Dairy Dew. That's Morgan Composting. That's Justin Morgan. And Justin, first off, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Ag Today. From what I understand, you want to talk to us about kind of a pretty important topic here. How to stretch a dollar in a down year. And I think we can all look at futures prices. We can all look at, you know, and we can see those are down. We can see input costs are up. I think that we can all agree that a down year is kind of what we would call it. I think we can all get behind that fact. So again, if you've got the secret sauce here, which might be a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe that's not the right term when we're talking about Dairy Dew, but if you've got the secret sauce here, I think some folks might like the recipe.
Yeah, I agree, Eric. Right now, the market is down. We all feel it as farmers, and we all work together to get through these years. And I don't know if there's any secret sauce out there and in the world, but we definitely want to do things to improve soil health and soil quality, and then obviously always respecting the checkbook too, and making sure that it financially pays off at the end of the year with the market the way it is today. So, it looks like the year is going to be exciting because of the different weather patterns and stuff we've had, and the way we can help overcome that is different soil samples and pulling soil samples. And that's one thing about with working with Morgan Composting or Dairy Dew, we try to use the soil sample because that's really our cheat sheet to what's going on in your ground, your deficiencies. Maybe you've got a little extra there, maybe some in the saving, and then how we can use maybe some of this biology to help break some of that down. But more importantly, how do we stretch that dollar in a year like this where the market's just a little bit depressed?
That's really the key. I heard you say maybe we can save some there, because until you take that soil sample, you know, I don't think you don't really know what you have until you know what you have, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah, you're right about that. And everybody, you know, with every farm managing their soil is different than the next farm, which isn't a problem, or crop to crop. We just have to get into the weeds a little bit. We got to dive into this, and we got to figure out what the deficiencies are so we can help on our side. And what we do here at Morgan Composting Dairy Dew is make a custom blend for you. So we're not just kind of throwing and praying. We're actually dialing in because there's a balance. I truly believe there's that common sense farmer approach, what my farm's doing, but then also using the labs and the technology and not getting too far one way, but kind of meeting in the middle with using that information and then building a program, building a recipe for your soils that are deficient, and then making sure that that tailor-made custom blend for your ground, your farm ground, is tailored to the crop you're going to grow in 2025.
You know, Justin, I think that, you know, there are some farmers that might think, you know what, I had a down year in terms of yield. I need it all. Just throw it all on there. Or I had a great year in terms of yield. I think I've got enough. Or, you know, this is my, you know, fifth year where I've had great yields. I need to replace it all. This kind of goes both ways. In from what I can tell, it seems like both farmers that are on both ends of the spectrum here, the ones that maybe had those yields that were way less than what they expected, and maybe the ones that got way more than what they expected, they could both benefit from this, because it's kind of like, what do we need to replace? And boy, what should we have replaced? And maybe now we need to go in and do it right away.
Yes. No, you're hitting the nail on the head here. That is exactly it. Guys are seeing that we're working with. They're seeing substantial increases in yields right now. They're seeing above average yield. So with the market being down, this is a good time for us to be pulling big yields right now. And, you know, we farm a fair amount of acres here, right here at Dairy Dew, to make sure that we're testing our products, and we're seeing above board yields currently. And it's going really well. And that's such a blessing to have that higher yield in the down market. But it's all because we pay attention to the soil. We want to make sure we're providing Mother Nature with the deficiencies in, instead of just maybe throwing product out there that we're not really sure on if it's going to be what is right for our current soils too. So yeah, you're right. It is a wild year this year, but yields are pretty incredible.
And let's talk about soil sampling for just a moment. It has been kind of a wild year. We've been awfully dry, maybe a little bit of rain here lately, but it's not going to, you know, make up for all the dryness we've had here of late. Taking soil samples in a dry year, maybe a little tough, maybe, you know, some skewed results potentially. I think, you know, it comes down to really trusting who you're working with to get those soil samples. But ultimately, there's a lot of consistency that needs to happen here, right, Justin?
Yep. We talk to labs, and we talk to multiple labs throughout the United States, and we're constantly picking their brain to how do we be better? How do we understand more about the lab so we can help the farmers understand what we're hearing from the labs? And the one thing that they're consistent about is making sure if you pull the soil sample, you know, if you're pulling soil samples in November, just make sure you pull soil samples in November or October, whatever that is. They say own the space that you're pulling at on the year that you're typically pulling at. And soils are going to move. Soil and Mother Nature, she's very complex, and there's a lot to her. But what we're trying to do is understand the most we can understand with the labs that we're working with in the United States and even into Canada and picking their brains. But just be consistent in the time that you're pulling them, and then we'll use that as a database and start seeing year after year increases and trying to balance that soil for the best yield crop that we can possibly get.
Again, Morgan Composting, Dairy Dew, it's for row farmers, it's for the garden that's out. I mean, you've got products for darn near every. If you're putting it in the ground, it seems like you've got a product for them.
Yeah, you know, we take care of grandma's flowers, and we take care you know, massive farms in Michigan, and we treat them all the same. You know, we appreciate everybody. It's hard growing, is complex. And yeah, we go from A to Z and try to cover everybody.
DairyDew.com is the place to go, Justin?
That's right. Yep.
Very good. Thank you for joining us here on Michigan Ag Today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.